Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
I know that some of you, at some point in your life, have lost a spouse. Maybe recently, maybe many years ago, maybe you've remarried. Each widow and widower's journey through grief is unique. The way that you grieve, the way you grow, the way you transform into being your own person without your spouse again, that process is unique for each widow and widower. And we aim to give you good information. The process of helping widows and widowers is one that's not really repeatable. It's not something you have groups around the country that are so helpful to support widows in need and widowers in need to talk through the challenges that they're having. The view that I have, being on the real estate side of it, having worked with widows and widowers over my 28 years and seeing the stages of grief, having calls from people that have just lost their spouses saying, I want to sell my house, and having to explain to them, it's really not in your best interest that you do that now, and encouraging them to stay put. And many times, they never moving. Where they would have moved, I've encouraged them to stay put. They've gone through a grieving process and actually stayed in the home because it's really in their best interest to do that. Having walked through a process with widows in many different phases of, again, the grief, the growth, and the transformation that a widow would go through, I've started a nonprofit organization called widowcare.org. That is the website, widowcare.org. We have information online for widowcare. If you're a widow and would like information or like somebody from widowcare to reach out to you, and you don't have the internet, I don't want you to feel that you are bound to not being able to contact somebody. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like to invite you to get in touch with the Eric Stewart Group by calling us on our toll-free number, and we'll forward you to the folks at Widow Care who can reach out and try to help you in whatever your need may be. And it may be just resources that you need. It may be that you need some education in the process, or you just need to find a group near you that could serve you. Those are the main functions of what Widow Care is about. Again, you could be in stage one. And for those of you who don't know, the stages of being a widow, number one is you have this fog, this what they call the widow fog. It's just a complicated grief period where forgetfulness, depression, anger, and fear are common. This feeling of emptiness and a prolonged state of stress with oftentimes diminished cognitive thinking and even wondering, am I going to be okay? So the to understand you, to understand your needs, and this is just a very vulnerable time for a widow and widower, it's very important to provide you with stability by surrounding you with resources to help you have that support and have that that strength. So when you consider that you're in that process, perhaps you may go through that process. Sometimes it's a year, sometimes it's 2 years, sometimes it's longer. Sometimes it can be 5 years. It depends on how you might grieve. Usually, though, by the end of your first year after your spouse's death, you'll enter what is oftentimes called stage two. And it just may begin to be kind of a new normal. It's never going to be exactly what you had before. But the new stage of widowhood presents you with an opportunity for planning and for growth in your life. And oftentimes your cognitive thinking capacity will return back to normal. You possibly will be able to smile again. You find happiness in the daily activities that before were just so difficult just to make it through. And you'll be hopeful about your future, interested in life activities and hobbies again. You might still be very tearful, but maybe not as often as you were before. So you've adjusted to the loss of your husband or your wife. So you move from that stage into transformation. And so this might be a phase that you reach several years after your spouse is gone. It's a time for continued growth and new interests and a transformed life without your spouse at your side. So this is a time where you'll just be accepting a changed lifestyle. This could be diminished financial capability. It could be you know, that you need to make actually a move to be closer to family. It's a variety of things. You might have gratitude for your life, even though it's different, a different kind of gratitude, just an appreciation to still be alive and be able to experience in the joys of life. Confidence about your growth, interests will expand and grow, and you might have compassion, you know, for other people who've grieved the same way. In fact, what we've discovered at Widow Care is that the widow mentors within Widow Care are oftentimes the most valuable resource that our widows have, is the ability to speak with other widows who've gone through the grief and the growth phase and are just now maybe not quite at the transformative rate phase, or maybe those who are well past transformation and they want to talk to somebody who's going through and help them go through transformation. So, you know, you have gone through a tremendous change in your life as you lose, you know, as you lose your spouse. And I think that is, without question, one of the most difficult changes a person can walk through in life ever. And Widow Care means to support and serve you. If there's some way that we can help you, I want to invite you, encourage you to reach out to Widow Care for more information. We do have good resources. And resources means we have good information to help you think through these different phases that we just discussed. It may be that you need resources, people in your life that will help you and guide you in ways that you used to rely on your spouse to do for you. So if that's you and you'd like that help, reach out to Widow Care at widowcare.org. Again, you can also reach out to us at the Eric Stewart Group, and then we will post your information over if you'd like to do that. If you do not have the internet and you want to call a toll-free number, Widow Care does not have a toll-free number, which is why I'm giving you this number to be able to call. And we're just giving this as a service to you to give that information to Widow Care and have them help you. That number is 800-900-9104. Again, 800-900-9104. Many, many thanks to each one of you who so generously sacrificed to give to Widow Care this past week to see us grow into 2016 to hopefully serve many, many more widows in the next year. Thank you. Oh, hey, just saw Stuart Rosenthal walking past the glass here at the studio. Glad to have him on in just a moment. Don't go away.